So what's new? Anything new? Well, let me be first to say to all of you, welcome to the University Hospitals community. We couldn't be happier with the fact that you're becoming part of our organization, that we're becoming part of yours, and I know that you went through a very lengthy and thoughtful process to come to the decisions that you did. We've now spoken on two occasions here, and it's nice to be back and congratulate you all on joining University Hospitals. So thank you very much. We don't have a long program today. The idea is just to get acquainted. We're here representing, obviously, University Hospitals with a number of members of our senior management team, who I'll be introducing to you in a moment. I think it's important that we get a chance to see on the ground what's happening here in your great organization, and obviously we've done that in the past through our due diligence, but this is more now than due diligence. So I think that we're really here to learn the inner workings of the organization, get to know all of you, have you get to know all of us, and really begin this new relationship on the absolute right foot. What I'd like to do is introduce a few people here from University Hospitals. Dr. Nathan Levitan is here. Nathan heads up our Seidman Cancer Center and our entire cancer service line. So Dr. Levitan. And I think you know Paul Tate. Paul is our Chief Strategic Planning Officer, Paul. And you met other members of the team in the past, but we, because of now the size of the organization, and if we do an analysis on an all-in basis, our revenues for our system now are about $3.5 billion. And now that we take a look at the addition of both Elyria and Parma, which is actually where we're going next after our meeting with you this morning, we came to the conclusion that even though it's a bit of an arbitrary distinction, that it was going to be important for us to have an East and a West Side leader for our respective organizations. And the reason for that is because the distance now, just the geography between and among our organizations is rather distinct. And frankly, I think the service areas are different. I think the personalities are different. And so we want to make sure that we have the right leadership assigned. And so you met Dick Hansen in the past. Dick is actually going to be heading up our eastern region. And so Dick will have responsibility for those hospitals on, however we define it, the eastern side of Cuyahoga County. And Dr. Eric Bieber, who had been our chief medical officer in the past, is actually going to be now the president of the Western Region. So he will be the person who Don and you and everyone will be working with as we formulate our strategy for the entire West Side. So I'd like to introduce to you Dr. Eric Bieber. Eric? Okay, so I have a couple of prepared remarks, and then we have two other speakers here today. And so, again, I'm really thrilled to be here, and I can't tell you how much it means to all of us, and certainly to me personally, to be here and have a chance to address all of you on such an important day. You know, as we like to say, when big things happen in our organization, we're not really crossing a finish line, we're actually approaching just a new starting line, and that's really how we're viewing this today. As we said to your board, and as we said to you when we first met with you back, now I think about 6 or 7 months ago, our goal is to bring as much care as close to the communities that we serve as we possibly can. So we're now working with Dr. Sheldon, with Paul, with the board, and others to make sure that we're going to be creating the right strategy in order to be responsive to the needs who you serve here and have served for such a long and successful period of time. So what we're doing today is really commemorating the combination of two compassionate cultures and two very strong legacies. We're creating a whole new world that is going to be greater than the sum of its parts. Our vision for integration is to elevate the quality of life and for all of Northeast Ohio by enhancing the great care that you already provide and have provided now since 1908. We want to make sure that we're going to be expanding our institutes, that we're going to be working with private attending physicians, that we're going to be working with employed physicians, working with the entire medical community to bring the kinds of programs and services that heretofore you haven't really been able to provide on your own. And Don, I believe yesterday we had our first very successful heart surgery here on premises by Dr. Park, and that's just the first of obviously many things that we're going to be looking to do here with you, but it's a real live example of literally how we're proposing that we make great things happen as soon as we possibly can. We've done a lot in the area of quality. I mentioned this to you before. If you were at one of the previous meetings, you'll recall that for the first time in our history in 2013, University Hospitals was identified as one of the U.S. News and World Report honor roll recognized hospitals in the country, and of the roughly 5,700 hospitals in the United States, they identify the top 18 to be on their honor roll, and for our first time in our history since 1866, we have received that designation. Now there are only 5 cities in the nation that have 2 hospitals on the honor roll, and now Cleveland is one of those 5, and for the first time in our city's history and our region's history, That is certainly true. And I think it's a real tribute and a testament to the great work that you do every day. So we're going to look on continuing to build on those successes. Eric has had responsibility and will continue to have responsibility for our accountable care organizations. And we mentioned this when I first came out and talked to you about our ACOs. We actually now have four ACOs. We have our pediatric accountable care organization. We have our adult accountable care organization. We have our Medicare shared savings program model accountable care organization. And we now recently contracted with two insurance companies to make this more of a commercial product than we had before because of the successes that we've realized. And we'll certainly be able to do that here in this market as well. And there are two announcements that will be pending that will now bring the number of people in our ACOs up over 200,000 people. So we went from literally zero 3 years ago to now having over 200,000 people in this new model. And as well, we focus a lot in the area of innovation. Remember, our mission is to heal, to teach, and to discover, and we operate on all three of those domains every day. We'll realize our vision by focusing on the quality as our true North Star, as I say, and I've heard Don mention this as well, and by living in accordance with our values. And we have five values that we espouse every day: excellence, diversity, integrity, compassion, and teamwork. And these are the things that will continue to drive us and has led us to the successes that we've realized at University Hospitals, as I said, for now almost 150 years. We want to emphasize accountability and not accounting. We are accountable to a lot of people here, obviously. First and foremost, we're accountable to the patients and their families and the communities that we are privileged to serve. We are accountable to those who lead us, and we are accountable to each other because we need to make sure that we are going to be working together to make certain that our successes will continue in the years to come. Change is intimidating. Change, by many measures, is difficult. But quite frankly, I think change is good. And if you look at what's happening in our world today, in the world of healthcare delivery, change is everywhere we look. We can't get away from the fact that we need to change our old paradigms into new paradigms. And today will be the beginning of many of those changes that we will be seeing across our system and certainly across our industry. But evolution is a process of positive and productive responses to external change, to challenge, and to disruption. I like this quote from Darwin. I probably use it a little bit too much, but Darwin made a quote and he said, "It's not the strongest of the species that survive, nor is it the most intelligent, but it is those that are the most adaptable to change." And if we believe in that ultimate theory, that survival of the fittest will indeed lead us into the future, we come to you as a very fit organization. We've had tremendous successes in the past many years, and we want to continue that success into the future.